It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Valentine's Day has come and gone. We're already into mid-February. Another month or so, we'll be seeing signs of spring. Big shout out to all my running friends who ran this past Tuesday at so-called Fat Tuesday put on by Millennium Running. And my guest today, there'll be a context of that because there's another race we want to talk about, the Shamrock Half Marathon and Relay. So Millennium, of course, does a great job, and we lucked out on Tuesday. It was relatively warm. There's been some years when it's been freezing cold as well as windy and snowy, but this past Tuesday was really fun and easy. Also, another shout-out to my running friends who ran up and down. We had the Winter Wilds series, and we've had a few of those races. We've had them at Pat's Peak and so on, and they're a great group. The last one was actually at Whaleback, and Whaleback's actually the snow was really good, except it was relatively soft, you know, running up. But running down, it was really good. But this show this weekend is all about the Red Cross working in our communities every day. And with me is Stephanie Couturier, who is the Chief Development Officer, and then the President and CEO, who everybody knows, Maria Devlin. Welcome, ladies. Thanks for joining me this weekend. I'm sure you have better things to do. You're probably working every weekend, and now you got to spend this weekend with me. What's going on?
Well, thanks for having us, Tom. We appreciate being here.
Good. Maria, let's start with you. Let's talk about your background, your passion for the Red Cross. The consolidation, the effective consolidations that you've really led over the past several years, and then we'll get into Stephanie's background.
Certainly, thank you, Tom. I've been a New Hampshire native since I was born, so my passion is really helping people in the state of New Hampshire and all around. But certainly, I have a love for this state, very much so since my family and I have all been brought up here. I've been with the organization 10 years, and we've done a lot of changing over the course of time. We've expanded the entire state, so we are not only the state of New Hampshire, we merged operations with the state of Vermont, and we work very closely with our colleagues in all different areas that support the Red Cross, such as disaster services, biomed services, health and safety, which is, you know, your CPR, first aid training. And it's been an amazing experience for me, especially given the fact that we are over 90% volunteer driven. So it is the volunteers who are really meeting the mission of the Red Cross every day.
And Stephanie, you're the Chief Development Officer. How long have you been there? And tell us about what your role is.
Thanks, Tom. I've been with the American Red Cross now for about 7 years. Prior to my life with the Red Cross, I was in higher ed fundraising, and I came to the organization looking for an opportunity to really do some mission-driven work, see our dollars in action, and I've enjoyed my time here. I actually had a personal experience that has deepened my love for the organization last year when my daughter of 3 months needed a blood transfusion. You never really know when you're going to need the services of the Red Cross, and that blood was on the shelf when my daughter needed it, and it's looking like she may need another transfusion coming up in the next few months. So again, this work has just deepened my passion for what the organization does for the community as a whole.
If someone wants to become a Red Cross volunteer, their contact information is?
1-800-464-6692, or visit us at redcross.org, and you can be directed to our volunteer services department, and signing up is very easy online.
So redcross.org, and having prepared for the show and navigated it, it's a very easy website to navigate. And if you want to make an appointment to donate blood, that's redcrossblood.org. Maria, when you took over, I know that there was also, and in the spirit of transparency, I date back to the Red Cross when it was on South Main Street and going to early morning meetings, you know, with Marianne Leon, God bless her soul, and then was involved when you moved to your beautiful new location, and there was a lot of governance change. So really it was done to still deliver the services to New Hampshire, but in a more cost-effective way, correct?
Yes, very true. Stephanie mentioned the donor dollar and how important and critical that is. We are funded through financial contributions through corporations, individuals, foundations. We don't receive any federal or state funding. And so ensuring that our dollars that are given to us are treated in the most respectful manner to the mission is really the most important. And we found that our services are really out in the community. It's not at an office. And so we have really shrunk our physical footprint throughout the state of New Hampshire and Vermont and pushing our services to the community. So as many of you know, our blood drives are in the communities. They're not always at a Red Cross office. Our services, if you need us for a disaster or anything like that, we're coming to you. We're not expecting residents to come to us. And so that has been a really cost-effective and important way that we're making sure that the donor dollar is going as far as it can.
Now, since your catchment includes Vermont, how do you extend volunteers into Vermont? How does that all work?
So we're lucky enough to also have our main office in Vermont is in Burlington, but throughout both states, we have a variety of in-kind offices at either police stations, fire stations, or other locations where our volunteers can meet and greet each other, also do the important work of the American Red Cross. What we try and do is make sure that no volunteer has to travel more than 2 hours to get to any response or anything that they're working on for us. And so although we're two small states, there is a lot of land that we need to cover. So our volunteers are really all over the states from north, south, east, and west. And we recruit a lot of positions virtually as well. So volunteers do not need to come into an office, but we try and still create a place where they can feel like they're part of a team with wherever they're located throughout each state.
So if you want to learn more about being a Red Cross volunteer, visit us at redcross.org. One statistic that really caught my attention in preparing for this is that the Red Cross responds to a disaster or emergency situation on average once every 17 hours in New Hampshire and Vermont. That's amazing. And a lot of those are fires, and what else?
Tom, the majority of these responses are, in fact, home or apartment fires. We actually, just a week ago, had responses in Castleton, Vermont, and Salem, New Hampshire, that unfortunately had a fatality at each. But our volunteers are trained to provide client casework right on scene, help families pick up the pieces. And so these are in the events of a home fire or flooding. We know we just had our cold snap about a month or so ago where we saw pipes burst. We saw in Manchester a water main break, I believe it was. And so that's when the Red Cross is called upon to provide emergency assistance. And we're there because of the work of our volunteers and the donor dollar.
So when a family loses their dwelling because of an emergency or some other situation, how does the Red Cross swing into action?
Typically, Tom, we're dispatched by our friends and colleagues in emergency management. We're called upon by the fire service to assist on scene. So we work in partnership with those groups, and we meet with the clients to ensure that we're meeting their emergency needs, whether it's they lost their eyewear, some medications that they depend on in the home fire were lost. They don't have any friends or family in the area where they could stay overnight. We provide shelter. We put them up in a hotel for extended periods of time depending on the need. So we really work individually, one-on-one, with families and individuals that have been affected to ensure that they get back on their feet quicker. When, a week or 2 weeks has passed, we remain in contact with them and we link them with other social service agencies that can help provide services that the Red Cross can't. So we're able to be that link and connecting point again to help them get back on their road to recovery.
So Maria, you've piqued my interest. I know the importance of the Red Cross. I want to become a volunteer, so I go on redcross.org. I express where I'm interested in maybe helping with blood drives. Do You provide training at the home office. How does that all work?
Yeah, certainly. So volunteers come into our volunteer connection system. We ask you all the pertinent information, you know, your address, your email. And we ask you to think about what type of role you do want to play. If you want to do a role in our blood services, such as help at registration, help at the local blood drive that's in your community, then what we do is we have a phone interview with you. Basically, we'll screen you and we'll set you up with another volunteer to help mentor you. Depending on what role you want to play with the Red Cross will depend on the amount of training that is required. Some jobs are easier than others. Some are much more intense and it would require more training. All volunteers need to pass a criminal record check, which they do online, and they need to, you know, do the regular paperwork, confidentiality agreement, conflict of interest paperwork online. But it's a pretty simple process. We walk you through the entire thing. And if you can't get through the system, you can also call us and we'll help you get through the system.
And I must say that just speaking from personal experience at the blood drive at One Delta on Monday this past week, I mean, the volunteers were awesome. And as an example, like one of my colleagues came back and said, well, you know, they told me I was the right height and weight. And so I was able to actually give an additional pint and something I learned, you know, today. So, I mean on Monday. So that was pretty awesome. So after the commercial break, I want you to cover some upcoming events. We have the Heroes Breakfast. We have a road race. And I also want to ask you how how you collaborate with National when we have, you know, national disasters, you know, like the one in Puerto Rico. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend is the CEO of Red Cross here in New Hampshire and Vermont, Maria Devlin, and her colleague, Chief Development Officer Stephanie Couturier, and we're talking about Red Cross working in our communities every day. Again, big shout-out to my running friends for running in the Fat Tuesday this past week in Manchester and the Winter Wild at Whaleback. So let's talk about, we talked about how that in New Hampshire and Vermont, on average, every 17 hours, so more than one a day, there's a disaster of some sort, emergency of some sort, where you swing into action. We also know that on average across the country, there's about 64,000 disasters each year, many of which are home fires. So, Maria, can you explain how New Hampshire and Vermont collaborate?
This past fall was an extremely very large disaster time for the American Red Cross, something that we actually haven't seen with the hurricanes that affected Texas and Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico. On top of that, we had the California wildfires, and unfortunately, we also had the large shooting in Las Vegas. And so the Red Cross was called upon numerous times. And because of the network that the Red Cross has, we can actually send our staff and volunteers anywhere in the U.S. and as well as anywhere around the world. If they have the proper training, our folks can go just about anywhere. This past fall, the Red Cross of New Hampshire and Vermont actually sent, I think it was 75 of our staff and volunteers, mostly all volunteers, to any one of the disasters that happened. So we sent people to Texas, Florida, Georgia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. We sent folks to California. And that's one thing about this Red Cross network and why donor dollars are so important. Folks who are deployed, once they're deployed, they stay at that location for approximately 2 weeks where they work to help the recovery of the people involved. So they either work in a shelter, they help move stuff for logistics, they drive one of our ERV vehicles, our emergency response vehicles, out into communities and feed people. So our network allows for all of our staff and volunteers to be trained in such a way that you can do that job here in New Hampshire and Vermont, you can do it in Texas, you can do it in Puerto Rico, and in many cases, you could actually do that same role in Haiti or in another country that needs our help.
And that's part of the, as I remember, I was kind of on the beginning of when there was sort of national standards and training and so forth. So that's part of that implementation of what had really been a beautiful vision from the center, from National, correct?
Yes, making sure that all the Red Crosses across the United States really worked as one organization was critical to the consolidations that we saw. It also ensures that a family in New Hampshire is going to receive the same type of care and recovery as a family in Texas or a family in Louisiana, so that our services are the same across the board. And I think that's really, really important that, you know, the people that we are helping to recover during some of their darkest times, they're able to count on the Red Cross for those immediate needs that they have. It's food, it's shelter, it's clothing, it's care, it's that shoulder to lean on. It's making sure that these families have a safe place to be. And that now is a standard across the United States.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's awesome to see a vision. It's amazing, some of these statistics that about 14,000 units of blood each day needs to be collected to meet the needs of 2,600 hospitals. So that's pretty amazing. So it's almost like the blood drives. It's almost like 365, 24/7. Correct? I mean, it just seems that way now.
It is actually. So as much as we're on call for disasters, we are certainly on call to our hospitals and to the patients who need us as well, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here in New Hampshire and Vermont, we are probably at between eight and 10 blood drives every single day. So Tom, just as you were saying, is the blood mobile maybe showing up to your location? In other locations across the state, there may be a company that's hosting a blood drive inside their building. There could be a drive at a community church. And so throughout the entire two-state region, there are a number of drives that happen. Here in New Hampshire and Vermont, all of our hospitals actually ask for Red Cross blood. And so we are here to ensure that those needs are always being fulfilled. And as Stephanie says, you never know when you or your family may need that life-saving blood. And the Red Cross is here to ensure that we're always able to make sure that that patient's needs are going to be met.
Stephanie, let's go back to you. And we were kind of smiling during the commercial break, but we have a couple of upcoming events. One is Everyday Heroes, which used to be known as the Heroes Breakfast, but it's Heroes Breakfast at Night. So now that I've confused everybody, tell us about that and how can people engage in it?
Sure. Thank you, Tom. This is our Everyday Heroes Awards event. It's an annual event. It's also a capstone event across the country. So every year, the Red Cross looks to communities to nominate folks, individuals, groups of people that have done extraordinary acts in their community, whether it's saving a life through CPR or starting a food bank. They saw a need and they fulfilled that need. And we're honored to be able to recognize these local heroes at a statewide event where it's a really large celebration. We pull in members throughout the state. We try to recognize folks from various areas so that we have all of New Hampshire well represented in the room. And this year we have a really exciting cadre of folks that we're going to be honoring. It's going to be held on April 18th at the Grapponi Conference Center here in Concord. And we're looking forward to doing that. Northeast Delta Dental is an amazing, very generous sponsor of this event. And the company joins the ranks of many others. Unitil is our title sponsor. We're always looking for others to jump on board the sponsorship train. We also have ticket and table sales, and those can be found online at our local website, which is redcross.org/NHVT, and you can look up the Heroes event there.
I must say, so all of you in positions out there with your employer, take a look at this event.
Yes, the selection is quite difficult, which goes to show you how many people in New Hampshire and Vermont have done amazing things in their community, and people want to recognize them. Every year, I say the event can't get any better, and every year it does. It's partly the stories, it's partly the audience. It's really just everyone coming together and thanking really special people for doing extraordinary things. What is always the case is our heroes never think of themselves as a hero. They think somebody else was a hero and they were just kind of in the right place in the right time. But Tom, I think you and I both know that there's many people who could be in the right place at the right time and not do anything. So these are people who acted, and they're making a difference.
They rose to the occasion, grace under pressure. Stephanie, can you give us that contact information again?
Sure can. The date, again, is April 18th at the Kroponi Conference Center in Concord. And the website for more information is redcross.org/NHVT, as in New Hampshire, Vermont. And on that page, you can go right to our Everyday Heroes site for more information on tickets and table sales, as well as sponsorship information.
Now back to Maria. So you ran Boston a couple years ago, Boston Marathon, that is. And so it was about 3 weeks before the Heroes dinner. We have the Shamrock Half Marathon and Relay and the Shamrock Shuffle. Tell us your involvement in what races you're doing and how we can help with the Red Cross on that.
So this year was the first year that we are working with Millennium Running, and we're really excited to be part of the Shamrock Shuffle race. I am actually in training right now, Tom, so I'm hoping I can get out
you
there.
You can do it. You've done Boston.
Boston, it was quite a few years ago, actually. Stephanie also ran Boston Marathon.
Yep,
the year after I did. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to participating in the Shamrock Shuffle event. And the Shamrock Half Marathon event. And we're actually looking for people to sign up and raise money for the Red Cross. If you go online and check out the event at Millennium Running, there's an opportunity for folks to raise money for the Red Cross with their entry, as well as we need a lot of volunteers who may not be interested in running that day, but who would be interested in helping out on the course. So we need about 125 people. And again, people can reach out to us probably to Stephanie or I directly at 800-464-6692. Just ask for Maria Devlin or Stephanie Couturier, and we can sign you up to actually volunteer for that day.
And I know all my running friends listen to this show, so we better get a great turnout both of runners helping out the Red Cross, but also of volunteers. And again, volunteers can also go on the website redcross.org, or if you want to sign up and support the from a running perspective, millenniumrunning.com. You go to work every day. It must be a passion, Maria. So tell us the one thing in your 10 years that why you get up every day and you look at it not as work, but as, you know, a labor of love.
That's a loaded question, Tom. But, you know, today we were reminded that life is very, very precious. As Stephanie said, sometimes this job can be really hard. And sometimes we deal with situations that are extremely challenging for the people who have dealt with something they didn't foresee. A home fire can happen to any single one of us. But when there's a passing of somebody in those home fires, it affects all of us. Our volunteers are tremendously strong. They're out there doing the work every day, putting their arm around somebody who has lost everything and perhaps has lost someone. And this is our life work. This is what the Red Cross has been doing for many, many years. We're going to continue to do it based on the volunteerism as well as the donor dollar. That's what keeps us going, I think, every day. We have these challenging situations, but we're always able to say that we made a difference every single day.
Well put. And thanks for your leadership, Maria, and thank you, Stephanie, for all you do as well. So that's redcross.org. I expect people to see you at the Everyday Heroes dinner, as well as the Shamrock Shuffle. Redcross.org.